Being stuck behind this desk all day has been giving my back havoc. Come in. Oh, thank God you made it. Go ahead and set up the table. Yeah, work has been running me into the ground lately. I really need this. And I wouldn't ask anyone else to massage me. You really impressed me last time. Just keep those hands on me and I'll be happy. God, I almost forgot what it was like to lay down. Thank God. Yeah. You feel that tension? That's from my new employees. They're my cousins, and I love them to death, but my God, I feel like I'm their dad most of the time. You know what that's like? You have a few nephews that drive you crazy. I know what that's like. I bet they cause you endless amounts of trouble. Really? They did that. They would get along well with my cousins. Let's not introduce them, or we'll never know peace again. Yeah, that area has been a problem lately. Thank you. I think I'm gonna have to order a new office chair. The thing I have right now is a torture device. Yeah, a lot of my back problems have appeared since I got it. I've been half thinking about throwing it out of the window. Not now. Oh my God, are you deaf? I said not now. I told you idiots not to disturb us. What do you want exactly? To peep on your boss without a shirt? Get lost! Sorry about that. I didn't mean to yell in front of you. Thanks for coming on short notice, though. You were in the area and you finished off another job. Lucky me. So, tell me. Who is that guy making a ruckus at the parlor you work at? I know everything that happens in this city, sweetheart. Did you forget who the boss is? So who is he? Just some douchebag you turned down and now he won't leave you alone. I've met plenty of idiots like him. I can take care of it. No? Why not? The police are clearly not doing anything. It's really no wonder the people in this city come for me to help. You worried about owing me? Nah, sweetheart. Don't worry about that. You've helped me plenty with my back. If anything, I'll be paying you back. Besides, I can't let my favorite massage therapist get hassled. You're one of the good ones in this city, and I protect the good ones. So seriously, it's no problem. You're welcome. You're gonna give me the best massage of my life? Hell. Sign me up. I'm in desperate need of one. Home life has been bothering me too. Well, I don't know if your innocent ears should hear this, but my ex has been bothering me lately. Well, turns out they were playing behind my back with one of my own boys. It's okay. No one's fault, but thanks. I ended up throwing them out, and their stuff. I've just been focusing on work right now, which is probably why I've been behind the desk so much, would lead my back and shoulders to be so tense. It's just a snowball going down a hill getting bigger and bigger. It will be okay, we were drifting apart for a while now. But I'm not gonna lie, it did hurt knowing what they did to me. And with one of my boys too. Yeah, I dealt with it. By which I mean I knocked his lights out and kicked him to the curb. You've got some magical hands, Angel. How long has it been since I found out? I guess about 3 weeks, give or take a few days. Yes, Angel. That does mean I've been using my torture chair for that long. I know, Angel. I'll have a new office chair coming soon. Your hands are wandering a little low there, sweetheart. Not that I'm complaining, but you can give a man a wrong impression with those hands of yours, you know. Oh, is that so? Giving the wrong impression to the boss of the city is impossible, huh? Noted. What? Maybe you're trying to give the right impression. My God, you're bad. Here I thought you were an angel, a sweet angel, flying in to cure all my aches and pains. This feels amazing. But we better call it quits before my dumbass boys decide to bust in again. The cash is on the table over there. What's wrong, sweetheart? Am I giving the wrong impression? Yeah, I'm hard as a rock. I tried to warn you that your hands were having an effect. What are you trying to do, sweetheart? You're building my hopes up. Is this your way of trying to give me a different kind of massage? Not quite. What did you have in mind, Angel? Oh, you naughty thing. You want me to lay down on my back. Okay. What now, sweetheart? I thought you said this wasn't going to be a massage. Oh, look at you. You look incredible, Angel. You're going to ride me. All I have to do is take it, huh? Such a dirty mouth. Get to riding, then. Fuck, Angel. You're so tight. Oh, it's okay, baby. Catch your breath. You don't have to move yet. Oh, hey. Lean down and kiss me. That's my sweet angel. All you need to worry about is kissing me for now. Such sweet lips. What a wicked tongue game. Looks like my baby's gotten all heated for me. Look at you taking the boss's cock. I never knew you'd offer this kind of service. Only for me. Girl, damn right. I don't share. And after feeling how good your wet little hole is, fuck, I'm prepared not to share it. You look like a sexy angel riding my cock like that. Oh, fuck. Haven't been ridden like this in such a long time. I'm more for bending my partners over and railing them from behind. Do I like to dominate my lovers? Oh, yes, Angel. Yes, I do. I like fucking my lovers into the mattress and making them come around my cock. Oh, don't worry, baby. My lovers always come. Oh, even if I have to pull the pleasure from their trembling bodies, they do make a nice mess on my cock. And so will you. Because the tightening I feel is to be trusted. I think my cock is getting you there. You want me to dominate you? Give you orders and make you come? Yeah. Tighten that hole. Grip me tight. You're gonna come for me, little angel. And you're gonna come for me now. Or so help me God, I will tie you to my desk and pound your tiny little hole until it breaks for me. Come now. Ah, that's it. Keep going. Such a good angel. You've made such a mess. I think you deserve a thick load. Keep writing. Milk me dry. That's it. Milk every drop from me. Oh my fucking God. Oh fuck. Oh damn. Fuck, baby. Come here. Lay on my chest. It's all right. You can rest on me for now. You've deserved more than a rest. You did such a good job. Maybe we can do this tomorrow. Don't bring the table. Just wear something easy to pull off.